Today is the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, but also we celebrate today the solemnity of Our Lady of the Rosary. Her feast day is actually October 7th, but this is actually one of the few feasts that actually is anticipated of the feast, so it's normally on the first Sunday of October. So as I mentioned, the Mass is Our Lady of the Rosary that you'll find on October 7th. So the epistle for the Feast of the Holy Rosary is taken from Proverbs chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When, with a certain law and compass, he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of water, when he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters, that they should not pass their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth. I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep thy ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is a man that heareth me and that watcheth daily at my gates and waiteth at the post of my door. He that shall find me shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who having heard was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself, What manner of salutation this shall be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father. And he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Please be seated. There is no surer means of calling down God's blessing upon the family than the daily recitation of the Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. So as I mentioned to you yesterday, we did have the Rosary March. It is something that is asked for, that we all gather together to try to pray the Rosary, either on the Saturday or then obviously then, if unable to do it on Saturday, then do it on Sunday. To try to start off this month that is dedicated to the Holy Rosary, and seeing the importance that the Holy Rosary plays in our daily lives. Pope Pius XII is the one that had said, there's no surer means for us than calling upon God's graces. It comes to us because we invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that is something that Our Lady of Fatima, that she has asked for. It is something that our Lord, at the time period of Fatima, that he had mentioned. The devotion to the Immaculate Heart, specifically then, devotion to the Rosary, praying the Rosary. It is a necessary means for us during especially the crisis of the Church, these end times. It is a necessary means that he wants that devotion to be practiced. And so this is something that heaven requests of us. And it should be something that we see as a necessity for our spiritual life. One for the family itself. If we understand that the blessings will come because the family prays the family rosary, then why would we not take advantage of these opportunities? I mean, very specifically, it is said that. And we should try to see of how that it does. It brings about blessings upon us by praying the family rosary, by taking the time to devote the family to praying together. You know, obviously that famous saying, the family that prays together stays together. Stays together in terms of truly their faith in their belief in Almighty God. But if we don't take these opportunities, if we don't, you know, give that time to God, we're not asking for these graces for our family. In some ways, we're almost seeing it that we're trying to just do it alone. And so the church throughout time has mentioned the blessings that are given. I mean, for one, when we look at how the rosary came even to us, and it was something that Our Lady specifically gave to St. Dominic back in the Middle Ages. She gave it to him as a means to fight heresy. And so this was his weapon. This was the tool that was given to him to fight against then something that was attacking the church. And it was through the rosary that the heresy was defeated, specifically because of the praying of the rosary. And so St. Dominic realized what a tool he had. He realized what this blessing was, and so therefore he went out and promoted it. He taught the people how to pray the rosary. And so then specifically, yes, from, say, about the 13th century, we see that this was used as a weapon by Catholics. A weapon to fight something that is higher, like, say, a heresy that is attacking the whole church. But then even specifically of a means to fight against temptation, to fight against the trials and the challenges that we undergo each day. And it should be a means of resting our soul, of making it peaceful by the praying of the rosary. To where, yes, if we have our struggles, if we're having trials, well, then to pray a rosary or even a decade. I mean, the encouragement is there as a means to try to help us. One, because it is asking for Our Lady's, her guidance, her help. We're giving praise to the Blessed Virgin Mary by the praying of the rosary. But as it means, it's also calling upon the graces down upon our families by praying a family rosary. Or because we have this rosary crusade. I'm trying to think about, you know, how many rosaries are we offering for that? And we have to see that the two previous rosary crusades, of how successful that they were. I mean, obviously it is up to God. It is up to the grace of God of whether he will grant the request that we make. But when he sees so many people offering these millions of rosaries, well, yes, God is at that point more inclined to then grant our request because of that. But then we have to try to ask our question, how much have we taken part in these rosary crusades? I mean, even just to see about, I mean, it takes a matter of 15, 20 minutes to pray a rosary. I mean, do we not have the time to offer that to Almighty God? And that is the question that we have to ask ourselves. How are we spending our time? You know, what are we spending our time on as opposed to asking for graces from God? And so as I say, when we look at the rosary was given to St. Dominic by the Blessed Virgin Mary, we see that it comes from heaven. It is a means from heaven in order to try to help us. And yet sometimes we almost have, say, a Protestant mentality of, well, I'll just pray to God. Why bother with the Blessed Virgin Mary, say? But we see very clearly that our Lord Jesus Christ told us at Fatima that he wanted the devotion to the Immaculate Heart. He wanted the rosary to be prayed. So he's instructing us, he's telling us that this is a means that he wants from us to pray the rosary. And as I say, how simple that it is. I mean, that we can take advantage of, say, the time that we're in a car by praying a rosary. I mean, it shouldn't distract us that much from that. I mean, how many people will turn on the radio and listen to endless talk shows and other, maybe even bad music, as opposed to using their time wisely. But as I say, you know, then we have to ask ourselves the question, how are we spending our time? Oh yes, we have time to listen to this talk show host or to this CD or to that, but we don't have the time to pray the rosary. I mean, again, we have to try to consider, how are we spending our spiritual life? Do we even have a spiritual life? And so that is why then we have to try to examine these things and try to see. As I said, I mean, there was a good amount that came yesterday, but, I mean, obviously, in a parish this size, we should have more. I mean, some came and they spent, you know, and they prayed the whole 15 decades walking around the church. I mean, they gave that time to God. They gave that time to Our Lady. And so truly, they will be blessed because of those efforts that they make. But as I say, we have to take advantage of what God gives to us. I mean, clearly when we're looking at the rosary, it is a means of preserving peace in the home. At least we can say, trying to pray the rosary, we're trying to bring about that peace. Yes, maybe with all the children, different things, maybe it doesn't seem peaceful to you. But God sees the effort that you are making. I mean, that's why even encouraging some of you when you try to come to Mass and maybe you have a lot of children, they seem a bit out of control or different things. Still come. Because of the blessings that are being brought upon your family. Don't allow that to be an obstacle to you coming to Mass. Why, I have too big of a family, or the kids will make noise or different things. I mean, come. God will give you the graces for that. And even if it seems you didn't really are able to pay attention, your family rosary seems disconcerting because of all the noise and all the things that you're having to correct, still make the time and the effort for that. How else will the children learn? How else will the children see what is the family rosary? If you don't pray it, and I would encourage you, don't be under the fallacy of saying, well, we'll put the kids to bed and then we'll pray our rosary. Well, no, because by that time you're probably exhausted and then you won't pray the rosary. And so it's very easy for us just to think, well, we don't have really the time for it in different things. Try to correlate it with before dinner, after dinner. Okay, the family's all together for that usually. I mean, hopefully. And so that you can take that time to pray that. I mean, granted, maybe because of some of the work schedules or different things, maybe it's harder. I mean, still, make the effort, make the time for the rosary. Because as I say, it does. It helps preserve the family. It helps to give us that peace. But then also, then to think about the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I've mentioned that time and time again. The devotion that we must have. The true devotion that we should have to the Blessed Virgin Mary, simply praying a rosary. I mean, take advantage of those 15, 20 minutes where you are giving that time to the Blessed Virgin Mary. That you are praising her just as we see. And so that's the thing that you have to try to understand. God, heaven has given us these different means. And as I say, I mean, very clearly, we should look at it as a weapon for us. It is a weapon in our hands. St. John Vianney actually used it as precisely that, as a weapon. I mean, the devil would try to attack him physically. And so St. John Vianney took the approach of, well, my rosary is a weapon. So he whipped the image of the devil, the thing that was there to him, with the rosary itself, and it disappeared. And so the saints show to us that it is truly a weapon. A spiritual weapon, but he was using it as a means to fight against then the devil. Say we're tempted. Temptations come to us. Well, pray a decade of the rosary. You know, we should have a rosary by our bedside. So if temptations come, say, at night, and we're awoken by that, to have holy water, to have the rosary as a means to help us. I mean, do we think about these things? And that is why then we must try to build the spiritual life. That is why we must try to understand how necessary the spiritual life is for us. And the rosary is an integral part of that. And it must be a part for your families. I mean, you must make the time for that. And it's sad if we do not take advantage of that, because it is a means of persevering in our faith. I mean, that is something that St. Louis de Montfort had said very, very strongly. He said, "Let me but place my rosary around a sinner's neck and he will not escape me." Basically meaning that if you give to someone the praying of the rosary, even starting them off with, say, a decade, that will be a means to help them persevere, and for them then to receive the graces then to say, to change from their life, to convert from their sins. Because Our Lady will not turn a deaf ear to those requests, to those blessings that you're asking for. I mean, she will hear your request. I mean, that's something that we say in the Memorare, that Our Lady will not turn a deaf ear to us. And how many of the saints have shown to us the power of the rosary? I mean, there's the book, The Secret of the Rosary, and talks about all the graces and the blessings that are a part of praying the rosary, being faithful to the rosary. I mean, some of you have heard of the Rosary Novena, 54 days that you pray for one intention. I mean, all of these different things you have to try to see of how important that they are to take advantage of. But yet, a lot of times we don't. We don't see it as that. As I say, we fool ourselves into saying, "Well, I don't really have time for it." So we don't have time for 15 minutes. That is sad. I mean, truly, we should make the time for the rosary. And I would encourage you to try to pray even more than one rosary a day. I mean, granted, if you're not praying any now, we'll start small. Start with one. But we should build upon that. Or like I say, to even say a decade here for an intention. Another decade for something else. I mean, just think about how short that a decade of the rosary is. That is something that we can all do. And some of you have probably seen, like, the chaplets, the small ones that just have the 10 Hail Marys on it and the Our Father. I mean, that's something from those of you that are Irish, the Pinot Rosary. There was a whole purpose of that the Irish, because they were being persecuted for being Catholic, instead of breaking out their whole rosary to pray, they would just have the Pinot Rosary, which was just 10 Hail Marys and an Our Father with a crucifix, and that was it. Was very small. They could hide it because they were being persecuted for being Catholic and praying the rosary. And so you can easily get one of those, carry it with you, and you can pray it anywhere then at that point. It is a means to help us. It is something that heaven has asked from us. And then also just to consider that it is a summary of our Lord's life. When we think about, you know, his birth, his passion, his death, his resurrection, the rosary, the mysteries of the rosary are this summary for us. It shows to us our Lord's life from beginning to end. I mean, how beautiful that is for us just to meditate and to think about. And that's also one of the things that when you think about the rosary, you're allowed then to meditate upon the mysteries and then also to be saying these prayers to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to Almighty God. And so what a great prayer that it combines these two aspects. To try to meditate upon the mysteries, to gain the fruit from the mysteries. But then also then to be able to say these salutations to Our Lady. Of making, hailing her because she is full of grace. I mean, again, we have these great opportunities for us. And yet a lot of times we don't take advantage of it. It was truly a remedy that our Lord had said for these times that we must try to develop. You know, he had said specifically the rosary and then penance. And that is the words of Our Lady of Fatima. And God knows we need to do penance. But then God also knows that we need the assistance. We need assistance from God. And so we turn to Our Lady for that help. So do take advantage of these opportunities, and I encourage you, especially in this month that is devoted to Our Lady's Rosary. And that is why this feast day is celebrated on the first Sunday of October, to show to us that this whole month is devoted to her rosary. So as I say, I would encourage you to try to pray more rosaries during this month, or at least more decades, of trying to offer that to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In time of temptation, in time of trial, when we're stressed out, to pray the rosary. But then to make that a part of your family. To where, yes, the children, they grow up in praying the rosary. They understand the importance of the rosary. That is a necessity for you. So I will leave you with the words of Our Lady at Fatima, that she said, "I will be your refuge in the path that will lead you to God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen."